Hello, everybody. We'll get ourselves started here. Congratulations to everyone who decided to come back after lunch, day two. You often see a bit of a drop, so this is very promising. Welcome. So good afternoon. My name is Richard Fenster. I'm the Director of Corporate Strategy at BCLC. It's my pleasure to introduce you to our presenters for today's session called Changing the Game on Customer Service. First, I'd like to introduce Vladimir Jean-Pierre. Vladimir Jean-Pierre has 25 years' experience in casino operations and project management and is currently a product manager at the Société des Casinos de Québec. He has helped launch many important projects for the SCQ, including the Electronic Table Gaming Division, the Zone at the Casino de Montréal, and La Base, a slot machine demonstration area for new players. I'd also like to introduce Dr. Isabelle Martin. Dr. Martin has been working in the field of responsible gambling for the past 15 years. Since 2012, Isabelle has worked at Loto Quebec as a specialist in the Corporate Office for Responsible Gambling, where she develops information and awareness materials, employee training programs, and measures that support players in need. She also works closely with Quebec's frontline staff for gamblers and loved ones experiencing harm. Please join me in a warm welcome for both Vladimir and Isabelle.
So thank you. We're very happy to be participating in this conference, and so far it's been, I would say, in the past 7-8 years, a very good RG conference. We've learned a lot, and we will hope to be as good as the previous presenters so far. So we're going to be talking about what the Société des Casinos has implemented over the past 6-7 years. We were asked to talk about our new ways of doing RG in this non-traditional RG way. So, but I'm going to start just by introducing you guys to what Loto Québec is and what it is we do on the RG, but in a more traditional ways. And then I'll pass it on to Vladimir for what the Société du Québec is doing. So Loto Québec was founded in December 1969. So we will be... We are celebrating our 50th anniversary. We have different activities throughout the year. And since we started off, we mostly had lotteries for the first 20-some years. And then we added on casinos, gaming halls, bingo and kino network, Kinzo, and then we had as well an online gambling websites. Our mission is really to very responsibly, efficiently manage different games of chance in a controlled, measure way in the very best interest of all Quebecers. The Loto Québec's net revenue goes straight to the finance ministry, so our boss, on top of the CEO, is our Ministry of Finance. Our vision is really to offer Quebecers 18 plus, because in Quebec, you have to be 18, this is a legal age, to be able to buy lottery, go to casino, or any other gambling venues. So we have to offer first-rate entertainment options in an appealing, innovative, and competitive way, while trying to remain a leader in responsible commercialization. This is a very tough word to say, because we do R's and Z, we don't do so much, so so we're going to have a hard time.
You did good.
Okay. I've been trying for 2 weeks now. So how do we do it? Of course, we have the CSR, and we're not going to get into the terminology and concepts, because this is not what this workshop's about, but the CSR is of course we do, and this is where we work closely with different third parties. We have gambling help and referral helpline, we have the health ministry, we have of course the players, the population, and in the past, I would say 7-8 years, we've collaborated quite well with researchers in Quebec, researchers who do gambling research, of course. We have, of course, a mandate to do our offer in a responsible way, which includes responsible gambling, traditional, which includes sustainable development and relations with the communities. So we have the objective of reducing harm to a maximum. We do so by trying to educate, inform our players, and by doing so, a population as well. And we make sure to offer support and treatment to players who are in need of such services. We don't offer that ourselves in our venues, to the difference of maybe Saskatchewan, where in their RGIC centers you can go to and get that kind of support. We have staff that are trained to do so, but they're not treatment counselors. It's just trained staff. They do their very best. So we work very closely with treatment providers that are available 24 hours, 7 days a week, if we need them to come into our venues. So, of course, we do awareness-raising initiatives. We have different campaigns. We've talked previously about how machines work. We talk about having limits, respecting them. We have a dedicated gambling website that's called A Game Must Remain a Game, where we have really tons of information how different games work. We have videos. We have the resources out there. We talk about the self-exclusion program. So it's a very useful website. And we have a slide-out menu called Your Best Bet Banner on our gambling website that we borrowed and copied from BCLC's one. And it's not yet implemented on the sports betting platform, but we are now working on coming up with something for that platform as well. So, self-exclusion program, of course, ever since we opened up the first casino in 93 in Montreal, clients can choose in between 3 months to 5 years. It's confidential, irrevocable, and we have no reinstatement process. We do employee training. We train our own employees. Shouldn't do that. We have mandatory training for all new employees, and we have training for employees and owners of our lottery retailers and VLT as one. We also have a process in place. It was early 2000, and it's called the support chain. It's in all six venues, and it's a process by which every employee has one thing to do. If they see a client who's in difficulty or distress, their job is to call security. Their job is not to walk to that person. Their job is really to call security, who have a training, and an employee security will go to the person and ask how they can possibly help them, what's causing this problem. And if it's not related to a gambling issue, they will offer a coffee, food. Would you like for us to call someone that could pick you up? Would you need a cab or whatever? If it's related to gambling issue, they lost too much money, can go back home, whatever. We will call in an investigator because they have intervention crisis training, and they will take this person in a private office and they will offer to call in a counselor if the person says yes. In the very best scenarios, the counselor will probably get maybe there 20, 30 some minutes later. If the person says no, don't want to see a counselor, which happens a lot, we will offer to at least have a phone conversation with that person. If he says yes, it's good. If they say no, don't want to talk to a counselor, then it's the investigator's job to really support the person and try to calm down, try to see if there's any way that we can possibly help them. And if in the end this person is still distressed and is still concerned about their security or that of others, we will call 911 services. So it's going to be either an ambulance or police officers that will come and take charge of the client. We won't let a person go when we're not completely sure that this person is now okay, the crisis has passed, or anything else. We also have a thing, the employee support line, which I would like, going back to Tim's speech about taking actions, is maybe that's a good example of it. So any of our employee that are in direct contact with distressed player or a loved one who is maybe in our head office building or on the phone or writing a note through our social media or sending an email. Myself and my director, Eric Meunier, are offering to help them reply in the very best way to make sure we can support that person and inform them about the resources. The first thing we do is we try to get the number of that person. the phone number. So because we, it's a lot easier to get a very good idea of how the person is doing if we actually get to talk to them. And in most cases where the person is in need of help, they agree to share information, their phone number, and we manage to get a hold of them. And I would say in 95% of the cases, it ends well. The person is very open to receive the help. They're interested in hearing about what resources are out there for them. So I think it makes, I've heard it from the person I've talked to, and they say at the end of the call, I didn't know there were people at the Quebec that were so willing to help. So sometimes it's very difficult to hear that, but I think it's making a really big difference for them. And we also have a VLT network. VLTs were in Quebec long before Little Quebec was organized in 69, but it was decided in 94 that we would remove all illegal machines, so 45,000 were removed and were replaced by state-owned VLT machines. And in 2016, we made sure we would not have more than 10,000, so we're now below 9,500. We've increased monitoring to make sure that the owners and employees are following the rules. And we've changed a bit the socioeconomic criteria to make sure that when somebody is asking if they can have a VLT in their venue, that we respect those criteria. So that's really the picture of what we do at Little Quebec regarding our responsible gambling program. And now I'll let Vladimir explain to you guys what the Société du Casino has been working on the past 6-7 years to make sure we kind of are, to refer to a session yesterday, are pertinent in our offer and are doing something that meets the needs and expectations of our younger players.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice job. Huh?
Thank you.
I'll try to keep it up, okay? So, Société des Casinos du Québec, SCQ. So, who exactly are we? Well, our mission is to operate and develop Quebec's casino gaming halls and online games. What's important to know about SCQ is that we, like BLC, we are the equivalent of BLC, but...
BCLC.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. BCLC, so what we need to do also is we manage the casinos, we manage the gaming halls, and we also manage the online gaming. So we are all across the board on the gaming in Quebec. The vision is to also ensure that its establishments provide the best in customer service while offering innovative and diverse games. One other thing I would like to mention is the gaming halls in Quebec. The difference is when you go to a gaming hall instead of a casino, you're going to have, of course, VLTs and slot machines in the gaming halls. You're going to have ETGs, but no tables with dealers, okay? So that's the big difference. When you go to the casino, you have no VLTs, you have only slot machines, ETGs, and tables with dealers.
Yeah.
Okay, so four casinos, two gaming halls, and online gambling, it's called LotoQuebec.com. About the visitors, we have 10 million visits per year in the six venues, and 3 million visits a year on LotoQuebec.com. And we employ 10,000 people directly or indirectly.
6,000 employees, direct jobs. So it's quite big.
Quite big. So this is why my job comes in, this slide. Provide a unique customer service and an unprecedented client experience based on numerous innovative activities in order to endeavor the promotion of the responsible commercialization of our entertainment offer.
It's really a French thing.
Yeah. Everybody in Quebec, I'm going to stand because my age, if I sit too much, I'm going to not be able to bend after, okay? So... SCQ's innovative ways. So we have event series. We have between 5 or 6 of them. And that's the way we want to commercialize our casinos. So we don't talk about the game itself. We talk about, let's say, when you see its country. So for 5 or 6 weeks, they're going to have all kind of activities. There's a bull you can ride. There's a lasso game. All kind of activities you can do in the casino that are not related to the gambling. So it's easy to promote. We have Vegas, we have Marlboarding and Pop Casino. The two on the right are two new, recently new initiatives we did. La Base, it's a sector that's to introduce the slot machines to the new customers. And The Zone is a sector we create for the millennials to actually meet their needs into an area that was created for them to actually play and gamble. So, entertainment approach, introducing our regular gamblers to other forms of entertainment. So during those teams, those events, you play the regular players, instead of just like doing their regular game for hours, maybe stopping a while to go eat and then go back to do their regular stuff. Well, actually, they could go ride the bull. They could do all kind of different things that are not related to gaming during their entire session at the casino. And we thought that was very important, actually, to have a good overall experience in our casinos. And also bringing the non-gamblers into our venues. You're going to see the little video we have. A lot of people say in Quebec, oh, no, casino's not for us. I don't want to play casino games. But when they see what we're actually promoting, they see that, hey, there's so much stuff to do outside of gaming in the casino. So that's really the approach we took 6 years ago, and the approach we're going to even push even more further.
We can, at the Montreal Casino and the La Clémy Casino, we have a theater, so you can just go there to see shows. We have bars now. You can just go there to dance and to have a drink, or you could have, there are like a couple of very good restaurants as well at the Montreal and La Clémy Casino. So people just go there to do that, and they may play a bit of slot machine, or they may not even touch any gambling activities. So.
Indeed. So we decided that even though it's really nice to listen to us, why not watch a little video about what we're talking about in the SDQ about entertainment? But the wedding chapel is very popular. Actually, what we do is in Vegas, we create a temporary wedding chapel. Elvis is there. He's the one who's officiating the ceremony. Actually, I got married with my girlfriend, and she was like, hey, we need to get married, okay? Let's go to the casino. I'm not sure that's exactly what she had in mind, but it turned out pretty good. But all these activities, I see all these people, even people I know in my friends and family that never went to the casino before. All these funny things they saw, you saw there, they went for that. You know, we also have sometimes table schools. We have a blackjack school or a craps table school, roulette school, and everybody can come over and try it. And it's, of course, it's free. So actually, it's a very good thing for the customers to have this kind of environment with the no pressure. And one other thing that's very important also is the wow. In Quebec, we're very like strong on, you have to make them live something that's going to be wow, unexpected, and that nobody else would have thought of reproducing. So it's a unique experience. In this little video I'm going to show you, we have one of our venues. It's a retro. So we have music from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. So I guess I'm retro also. So... So when you come to the casino, you live all these areas through all kind of the dancers, the decor and everything. So we have a casino, it's La Clémy. It's very close to Ottawa. So we have people from the Ottawa region that we bring across to Quebec. Okay, so this 50-year cab picks up the people, bring them to the casino. It's about 10 minutes, right?
And it's free.
Yes, it's free. But what people don't know is that the driver He's in on us, right? So he's mic'd, and he talks to an artist that waits at the entrance of the casino. So the objective is to get as much information as possible. So by the time those customers get to the casino, he composed a song about them. Okay? So let's just watch. Let's watch.
2, 3, 4. Welcome to the Ritual Taxi. So what is your name again?
My name is Marshall.
Marshall?
Okay, so the names are Marshall and Lance. Can you ask them what they do if they win big tonight?
Oh, I'd love to go to Barbados.
I would go on a trip, probably
throw a big party for our friends.
Something that rhymes with party. Let's go 1, 2, 3. Let's try the B part that goes... Okay, I got some more info.
My daughter, her name is Rose.
Rose?
And my son, his name is Hendrix.
Marshall's got 2 kids.
Well, how many children do you want?
Maybe one more?
Another one coming up. 2 minutes.
Went out for 10 years anniversary.
Ooh. 10 years of love.
That works. Hey, great.
They're arriving. Stand by.
Hey, it's
Charles. Here comes Marshall and Lance. And they did meet by chance. Fell in love way back when. While they were playing pool. Marshall's got his 2 pups, Hendrix and Rose, and another one coming up. Nap would love to have superpowers, and all Ben can do is give her flowers. If they win tonight, they'll be taking a flight. They'll forget all their woes, flying to Barbados.
You did recognize the lady that was all dressed up like in a Grease outfit. People come in with costumes.
So how you like them apples, huh? That's not bad, huh? So when I'm talking about the wow experience, that is what we were trying to, I figured that's what we accomplished during our series events. We still have the retro. It's coming back every year, and it's very, very popular. So... Oh, let me try this again.
Thank you.
It's yours.
So, when we do those activities during 5 or 8 weeks, it allowed us at the RGIC Center to actually interact with people a lot more than we would have had, like just maybe waiting for them to come see us, because we can now actually walk through the gambling floor and meet up with, like, the customers that are not busy playing, but that are maybe just waiting in line. Or so when people are waiting in line to marry at the chapel, it gives us a chance to, and they're all in a good mood. So we just go to them, we have tablets, we have like quiz, we ask them to answer the questions, and we carry the box with something new, something blue, something borrowed, anyway, just to kind of debunk myths regarding chance and all that. We did the same during the Christmas edition, the country one. We asked our animators to wear like a bit of costumes themselves, but very sober. So it's a very good opportunity to actually have a chance to talk to the customers that we would not have if it weren't for those special activities.
One other good thing is also that we get the employees, the floor employees, to actually work with the RG employees. And usually, one of them is on one side, the other one on the other side. Working together help to break those barriers, because sometimes the casino employees think, hey, these guys are here to make less money. But actually, when you actually see what they do, you see that, hey, you know what? It's a bonus to the customer's experience. And that's, I think, it's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're gonna talk about La Base. So, okay, now we're doing all those shows and all this thing happening. People are coming in the casino like crazy. Oh, yeah, we have no room to put all these people, but hey, it was still a business, right? So what's going on with the slot machines revenue? We realized that actually it wasn't going up. It was staggering and even at some point going a little lower. So what was happening, right? So the boss, usually when that happens, says, Vlad, do something. So, okay, so that's what I did. So we went out and we made a study. You know, we call that a marketing research online community. So we went to, a survey company to actually take a group of people that are not actually gay players in the casino and put them into a group. It's like when you create a Facebook group. We also give a list of questions and things to go verify in the casino. They had two visits to do it. The first visit was mandatory. The second one was optional. So there was like 60 people. And for the second visit, from what the survey company told us, was it's a marker because 70% of the people, even though they were already paid and it was already done, came for the second part. So that told us, oh, you know what? When actually people, you introduce them the right way to the slot machines, they like it. But that told us a lot of things. That told us that, okay, maybe it's not what we do, it's what's the product itself. So first thing the customer told us is, your slot machines, they're very complex. You know, back then, I remember when I started 25 years ago, I know I look pretty young, but I did start 25 years ago, and there was one line, basically, and you had three reels, and if the three symbols stopped on it, you won, and not if you didn't win. Now, you have all kind of 30, 50 lines, five rolls, video, one game on top, one game on the bottom. The new customer, the totally new, he freezes. Every time he sees a machine, he freezes. So we have to get over that hump. The other thing is player areas are not conducive to socializing and interaction. If you look at the occasional players, what we learn from them is when they go to the casino, they go in a group, right? They don't want to separate, okay? So if you look from an operator's point of view, I'm trying to put as much slot machines on the floor as possible, but there's no room to have a friend on the right, a friend on the back, a friend on the left, you playing. They don't feel that space is there for them to actually learn the machine. Other thing, there's no accessible places to be informed about the slot game functioning. So it's complicated. There's nobody actually who's dedicated to show me, and there's no place where I could actually try the product before actually putting my own money in it. Okay? And employees are not always proactive in explaining slots to customers in need. So I was surprised because part of my job is training the entire slot machine staff, but they said, you know what, from the customer point of view, I come in, if I have a question about the slot machine and there's a waiter that passes around, he should be able to give me some form of information. If the security guy actually comes over, he should be able to give me some kind of information. If the customer service employee passes by the slot machine, he should be also able to give me some form of information. The reason why everybody's dressed the same, so the customer doesn't know the difference between the suits, so everybody looks the same. So what we did, basically, we put a program, it was 3 years. Anybody who works in contact with a customer while he's playing the slot machine had some kind of training. Some shorter training was, the shorter one was 4 hours, and on the top one was 2 days of training. So we actually went through everything to make sure that when the customer comes on the floor, he gets the help he needs in the slot machine. And the slot game play area is not festive enough. Of course, when you go to the place where where you have the music, the retro, it's like, oh yeah, it's a party going on. But when you get to the slot machine area, it's like everybody's having fun, but everybody's so serious, you know? Everybody's so serious. So these guys, they say, I want to put my $20 in, I win $2, I want to go, yay, I won $2. And not having everybody looking at you like, what's wrong with this guy, you know? So we need to create that area where the new players could actually live their new life player style. So I'm going to show you a little video about La Base, and I'm going to explain to you through the video the experience that the customer is going to have when he goes there. So
that's funny. Could you lower the volume on? Thank you.
So we started with
the RGIC Center. I'm sorry. And here we go.
This is La Base. This sector has 12 machines. It's in Montreal. As you can see, there's always an employee that greets the customer when he comes in, okay? And she's going to take care of the other customers, let the customer have time to actually recognize where he is. Second thing we want to do, of course, is we create an app, because through the study, what we learn is that customers, they don't know which machine is for them. For them, they all look complicated, and they all look the same. So where exactly should I start? So what we did is we created that application that you answer questions that are not non-gaming questions, you know? It's more like a fun test. And from that, we can determine what's your player profile. So basically, that just helps us to set up the customer to the easy machines, intermediate machines, and the more, let's say, more engaging or complicated machines. And we notice, we notice that not all beginners want to start on the easy machine. Some beginners, they want to start on the more engaging machines. So through that questioning, actually, they really know exactly where they're gonna go. And one other thing is that test is also available online. And when you go online, when you finish, it refers you to our online site. And you can also try the machines. And when I say try, like the lady is gonna do, you try those machines for free. So I remember when I went to my boss when he said, create this. So what's your plan? Okay, I'm gonna take 12 machines, I'm gonna turn them free play. Really? And that's gonna help us make more money? Yeah. Listen to me, putting 12 machines for free on the floor is gonna help us make more money. And one of the things we did also in there is, customers, one of the questions they were asking us is, you have a machine that says you have a penny machine, you have a 5 cents machine, you have a quarter machines, but how come it, when it says penny machine, I put my $5 in it, and boom, it plays a dollar? I said, yeah, you know, because even though they're 1 cent machines, the minimum bet on that machine is 100 credits, so it's not really a penny machine. Oh, okay. So actually, the employee has been trained to have all this information and to actually teach those precious information to the customer. So when the customer goes back on the floor and he finds a machine that he likes, okay, then he go directly refer to the keyboard and see, okay, I like this one, but the first switch says 100 credits. So even though it's a penny machine, it's gonna cost me $1 a game. So is that okay for my wallet? If it's not, he's gonna go and see a machine that actually
50 credits
or something that's more related to what he's ready to bet. That's a very important part because as an operator, I was on the floor for a long time, and some customers were calling me, hey, I put $20 in that machine, and something's wrong. He's sure that something's wrong because I played 4 games and it's gone. I said, oh, really? Okay, let me check it out. You check out and you see, sir, yes, you put your money, but the way it's set up, because the machines, what they do, they keep the last configuration of the former player. So if the former player was playing maximum, that's $5, and you don't change the bet, it's gonna stay at $5. So basically the customer, it's a first experience, four games at $5, and his money is finished. So I can see the look in their face. Okay, thank you very much. We don't need you, we're not gonna play slot machines anymore, we're gonna go to the bar. This is not good, right? So with a place like this, when you can try for free, and you have somebody explaining you these basic stuff that is gonna help you actually have a good experience and understanding what you're seeing. Because in this sector also, we're helping the customers understanding what they're seeing. Because the customer told us also that when we actually play and we win, we don't understand, and we lose, we don't understand. Either way, my experience is no good because I don't even know why I won. So all this stuff is done through that section. Once the customer is finished, we have a little survey at the end to see, first of all, we ask the question, was it helpful for you? Did you appreciate the help of the employee? And of course, if you would recommend all your friends to come and visit the bars. Like I said, this is very innovating. It's something that we actually use during our series event. And also during the series event, we have people from the RG that come in and actually bonify the explanation of the employee. And at the end of all the sessions, the employee, he also asks the customer if he wants to know more.
So,
you have to go see our buddies at the RG Center. One thing is important for us, because obviously all this thing is about to make some money, but the employee, the customer, let's say he has chosen the Lucky Honeycomb machine, that's the machine I really liked in there. Okay, so if that's true, I'm gonna show you where it is, and I'll also show you what's the minimum bet, because you've seen it, and the recommended bet. Why do we put the recommended bet? Because the customers, let's say me and Isabel, we're playing the same machine next to each other. We don't talk, you know, And I see she has all those bonuses game going there. She has pick and choose. She has a progressive going on. And I'm playing and there's nothing going on. So why? I say, well, basically because she chose the bet that activates all those bonuses game. You know? And most of the time, the new customers, they think that they have to play the maximum bet to actually have all these features. But it's not true. Most of the time, there's a minimum bet you can have to do, that's the recommended bet, to actually activate all those games without playing the maximum. So that's why we came in with the recommended bet, because the customers, they wanted to know how much exactly should I put to enjoy everything on the machine. So that's why it's there. And also, if you lack that one, okay, here is this little Amazon type of thing, but here are the other products that you might like. That are the same as the Lucky Honeycomb and are around the same recommended bet also. So that's really where we wanted to go. And right now, actually, we have 70 to 75% of people who say that it's very, very useful. And that's very good for us because we also have regular customer who goes there. And from the regular customers, the usefulness is a little less, of course, because they know the game. So we're meeting a lot of people, and we're very satisfied with this product. So I talk about tutorials. I wanted to show you fast what we did. We have tutorials on all kinds of subjects for the customers. It's in the tablet. Why? It's because in the study, we noticed that the older people like me, because I guess I'm the older now, we like the human intervention. We like to have somebody that goes through the app with me. But the millennials, the younger ones, actually, they're going to go through with the human factor, but they like to go in the app by themselves. So all the information that the employee is going to give, you can find it in the app, as you can see. So we help the customers to determine, okay, which button, what does it mean, the button, which one should I put to have that recommended experience? Okay, so now we're going to talk about the zone. Okay, that's another product that I worked a lot on, and I'm actually working again a lot on. It's one of my babies. It's my first one. La Base was my second one. And what's important about that thing is our former president of SCQ, his son and his friends, they were turning 18. 18 is when you're legal to go to the casinos, and he was so proud to say, hey, go and visit one of our casinos and tell me what you think about it. So this kid went, and he came back, and he said, oh, how you liked it? I said, well, to be honest, I didn't really like it that much. He goes, why? He goes, well, you know, I'm a blackjack player. My friend, she's a baccarat player. My other friend, she's a roulette player. So we show up at the casino, we need to split up, and we only see each other at the end of the visit. So we like to stay together. Oh, you know, well, that's true. What other thing? One other thing is, like, I went to the blackjack tables, right, and it's $25. You know, I'm a student. I don't have the kind of money to play this type of game. Yeah, well, it's true. Okay. So, and what other thing? When I went to play the blackjack, all these people, they look exactly like they know what they were doing. So I sat down. First wrong thing I did, like, so you split the tens. Everybody was looking at me like I just killed somebody. So I felt a pressure, and there was the dealer that was hitting the table. Decide now. So I stopped. I didn't like my experience, and all my friends, we didn't like our experience. So we might go again, but I don't think we're gonna hang out at the casino. No time soon. So I was like, well. So of course he came back to the office, and he says, we need a place that can do all these things. Or I said, hey boss, it doesn't exist. Create it. So that's actually what we did. So we actually went and said, you know, we need a place where all the new customers and the millennials could socialize, because that's very important. They don't want to split up, right? They want to stay together. And also an area where players are able to play different table games side by side. Our casino is like 10 football fields, right? You don't have to go to the entire end of the casino playing in this. You go over there. We all can stay together now. Low bets, okay? Low bets means we're not all regular customers. We want to have fun, so you have to give them low bets. Employees are always proactive in explaining the game to customer needs. That's very important because, I'm interested by the background, but it looks so complicated. And when you go to a regular table, nobody has the time to explain to you the game. So we need a place where that thing is going to be taken care of. Also, a live and animated experience. So all the seriousness that's on the tables, we don't want that out of the way. You know, can we just like having fun and go crazy if we want to and still be playing? Well, that's what we wanted to do in there. And it created a no-pressure environment. I think I said it already. It's very important to have this place where you can take your time to decide what you're going to do. So, we position this product. So we have the zone. So it's a loaded denom for young and new players. And we have the ETGs that we have for low, medium, denom for intermediate players. I said it right this time.
Yeah.
Not bad, huh? Okay, so, and we also have the traditional for medium, high, diminution for intermediate and expert players. Well, yeah, I'm French. I do my best. So, what is the zone? Of course, we like videos in Quebec, so let's watch another one. So we always go through the casino. You know, like I said, it was 10 football fields, so you have to walk. You have to walk. It's good. You burn calories in the casino. And actually, you get in the zone. Okay. So once you get in the zone, what happens usually is people, they turn the corner, and they're going to stop right there because, whoa, you see, you have all these TVs, all these games that are mixed up. So what is this place, right? That's what she's saying. I know because I was there. And the employee actually, what's the good thing about the employees, they're trained to actually, as soon as they see somebody, they go and greet them, you know, and they make them feel right at home right away, explain to them that actually, hey, you can come in and see. You don't even have to bet. Just come in and see. I'm going to explain to you what the zone is all about. So they set them up on the machine, right, install them. And as you can see, there's all kind of stuff on the TV. The employees are very good at making things so simple. In the zone, in the product you see, it's, the customers are able to actually activate four games at a time. Most of the customers, they play two games at a time. So you can choose between roulette, you can choose between blackjack, baccarat, and there's also Sigbo, craps, all kind of games that you can play. So those games, some of them are virtual games, some of them are automated games, and the main feature, is the live game. So if you come in the afternoon, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, we have a live animator in the front that everybody plays against. Let's say we're playing blackjack, and we have 80 stations in Montreal. 60 or 70 people could all play against the dealer. So you have the same table. So that and everybody starts with the same hand and makes different decisions to actually beat the house. So sometimes you can get 60 people at the same time who win. So everybody's like, "What?" and go crazy. And when we talk about event series, the zone is totally adjustable to any event we have. Now it's the Canadians. Of course, we didn't have that great of a season now, but people are having fun. That was filmed 2 years ago. But all the teams, like when we have Vegas, you see the big screen can be transformed into Vegas. The employee is going to be dressed like Vegas. When we have retro, people go retro. Everything that you can think of, the employees and the sector is going to be able to do it.
You can even text somebody at a different station. So there's like this texting device in it. So you can, like, if your friends are a bit like far away or...
Because when you press the messaging system, it shows you all the stations.
Yeah.
And you see, oh, that beautiful girl in the back there. Yes, you. Okay, she's station number eight. Hey, how you doing? And you can just reply or you could just like flush. No, I don't want to talk to you, man. I'm sorry. There you go. Okay, well, that's a very nice thing. So the zone that was when we got the mandate to create it, that was 7 years ago. So we have a zone in Lac-Lémy, that was the first one. The big one is in Montreal. The first zone was with another vendor, and we switched three years ago to another vendor that has actually more games and more flexibility to adjust the product for the experience of the customer. During the day, we have more regular customers that actually enjoy the electronic and the virtual game. But in the evening and the weekends, it's more millennials. We have lots of people in Montreal. If you go on a Friday, a Saturday, even Sunday during the day, people are waiting, standing up for places to play. And compared to the slot machines or the tables, you have four young guys together, and there's not that much place there, huh? So one guy is playing, everybody's giving, like, hey, give me your 20, give me your 20. Everybody takes the money, they all put it together, and they can scream, they can have fun, they give high fives, things that they can't do at the table. And between all the decisions. Let's say you play blackjack. Between all your decisions, you have a timer of 10 seconds. So basically, the customer has actually time to think, and there's no pressure for somebody that's waiting for you, because you take your time to decide what you're going to do between each decision. And also, the animator was in front, okay, so that I trained. So when they're in front, what I wanted them to do is actually, in a situation where, let's say, you're dealt two tens, what should you do? What is the basic strategy to actually do when you have two tens? So they're constantly being fed the information about the best way to play the game. And actually, we've seen some customers who were playing for 2, 3, 4 years in the zone, that have moved to our low denom tables or ETGs because they feel more confident about how to play in the zone. So that's one of our biggest babies in a long time that we have. And
so we were asked to kind of finish the presentation on what it is to know we need to know more about. And of course, I think the first thing for us is, are we meeting our goals? So we wanted customers to be well-informed, to understand how games work, so they can make informed decisions. And we wanted to attract new customers and make sure our regular ones would maybe leave a bit the gambling activities to try other things. We do a bit like little surveys through the customers we have in-house. The Société Casino probably has a bit of information on that. We also, we don't know a lot about those new customers. We can see that during the weekends at night they're younger, a good portion of males, but we have females as well. But besides that, there's a lot we need to find out. And for sure, we definitely need to see whether or not these new forms of gambling activities that were developed to make to socialize, which is a kind of a protective factors maybe from problem gambling, that were made to be informed. Well, are they doing? Is that the impact it has on the new gamblers? Because if this younger crowd that we are trying to get in develops like issues with gambling because of those products, well, we need to adjust them. So we do need to have like brand new customers when they come in, try to get them to be part of a research study, longitudinal design, and see whether at like post measures, 6 months, a year, and 2 years, where they're going to. Are they just doing that, or are they moving on to new forms or other forms of gambling that we know are more likely maybe lead to excessive gambling or problem gambling? So that's something that's very important that we don't know anything about yet, but that we definitely need to start working on. Anything else you'd like to add? Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Questions now, yeah.
Questions?
Oh, can't go through.
She has to jump. She has to jump.
I'm just wondering if your zone, if you're able to alter it to include like tracking and responsible gaming tips. Like if someone makes an unreasonable bet, you can say like, oh, did you mean to do that? You've been playing $3 for an hour and all of a sudden it's up to 60. Do you have any sort of tracking?
Actually, it's tough to, I know what you're saying, but it's tough to actually know exactly how much individual players bet because it's all live, okay? So what the employees do actually is when they go through, because we have employees on the floor, and they see people that actually really don't seem to know what they're doing, and they say, you know, you don't really have to bet all this money to, really? It's about the same thing as we do at the bar. So we say, if you want to cover, let's say, this number at the roulette, you could play the square, and for the same amount, you're going to cover all four. For a lesser amount, actually, you're going to cover all four numbers instead of putting one chip on each. And some of the time, since the customer, it doesn't know that, when he realizes that, he goes, oh, really? So yes, of course, you're gonna maybe win a little less if the numbers comes out. But if your objective is to cover all those numbers, this is the cheapest way to do it. So that's what we do. We don't have a system that tells us exactly a lifetime. Okay, this guy is playing. He's just turned from $20 per game to $60 a game. We don't actually are able to monitor that so precisely.
Hello. You've mentioned it's really low limits for. Hello.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I hear you. I hear you. Live blackjack is $5. Roulette is $1. Baccarat also is $5. So it's the cheapest you can get in the casino.
Oui, bonjour. I'll translate after. Okay, okay. Yeah.
Could you speak to that criteria a little bit?
Well, we have three. So first one is you cannot have more than two machines per 5,000 person in an area. You cannot have more than two venues per 1,000 person in an area. And there are socioeconomic, I could, like if you send me an email, but it's new, and it's according to the most recent stats can census, and it's the if you are below the average family income, then you cannot have more than so many, I think it's one point something, VLTs in that area. So it's LNS, it's the National Public Health Institute in Quebec. They have developed like criteria like that, and we kind of worked with them to come up with this socio-economic one. There was one before, but this one is, I would say, a bit more severe regarding the numbers of VLT that you can have in your area, knowing very well that the more underprivileged an area is, the more likely there are to be gambling issues. So that's why we are trying to and to monitor it like in a better way, I would say. Bienvenue. Yes.
In the zone in La Base?
It seems like you've got it everywhere, even in La Base and the zone as well. And
sorry, just for the courtesy of everyone else, just talking about you put a lot of importance on.
Yes.
It seems like you put a lot of importance
yes.
on the human interaction. That obviously helps with that informed play and making sure that they know how the games work. I just want you to kind of talk about the importance of that a little bit more.
The thing we changed at the SCQ in the last 3 years is actually it's been a long time we didn't have any customer studies or visitor studies, right? So once we did that, we realized that even me, I've been 25 years in the business, I know customers, right? But actually, I know the customers who talk to me, right? So I don't know really all the customers. And the information we had is once we talk to the customers, customers actually value the interaction because we're very, very good at it. And when you have to choose where actually you're going to go and what you can do, there's only so much thing we can do in Quebec, but we can actually use that relation with the customers to actually make their experience better. And what we noticed after we studied for the BAS, because we did a couple of surveys, is when the people actually interact with the employees, they learn much more things and they feel much more comfortable about the product and their experience after when they're alone on the floor. And they also know when they're alone on the floor, since we trained everybody, when they push that service button, the one that's going to come and help them, if they tell it, they told him, I come from the boss, he can actually continue what was started there. So for us, the human interaction is basically what's going to make the difference between a good experience and revenues, because good experience with the employees actually transfers into good experience with the customer and to good revenues. That's the triangle we have.
Yeah.
So it's very important for us to have the employees on board, and the more confident the employees are about the slot machines, about the zone product, the easier for them is to actually help the customers. Before, we were taking time to train them, but not as we're not so much forward with the information. Now we tell them exactly how much money we make with the machines, and we don't have to actually put more machines to make money. We have to inform more the customers, and the more informed the customer is, the more it's easier for him to actually put his money in, enjoy what he's experiencing, because from our point of view, the customer is going to be happy only if he wins. But that's not true. If I understand what's going on, like my favorite machine is Game of Thrones, and it's the Game of Thrones machines, I want to try it. Okay, but if you actually understand what you're going through, you're going to enjoy that $20. And in the study, we noticed that they talk to other people in a good way about their experience. Comparing to if their favorite machine is Game of Thrones, they put $20 in it, they didn't understand what's going on with that, so they're not going to talk to anybody about it. So that employee that actually does the bridge of explaining that, it's for us, it's butter and bread. That's it.
But those interactions is what we build confidence, and we build and trust. By being transparent, it helps as well. And providing this unique customer service, I think, makes a difference for the customers. And even when somebody's not doing so well, if they've had those interactions, like one-on-one with employees, that they've built a confidence, then it's someone that they can actually talk to. And when you're on the floor day after day and you have those regular customers that you interact with, it's much easier to recognize and to intervene. So it does make a difference, I think, at the end of the day. On the business side, okay, but on taking care of our customers to make sure they're doing okay as well. So the wellness of our customers is included in that as well.
You're totally right, because I was on the floor of the Montreal Casino for 23 years, and at some point, you know what, we are in Quebec, we reserve machines, so I have to, actually, customers have to come and ask me if I could give them an extra reservation, right? So, knowing the customers, because it's the same customers all the time, I know their faces, I know actually when they tell me the truth, I know when they're like trying to tell me something that's totally, I could see what's happening with them. So, before, it was hard to know before the chaîne Notre Aide,
the support chain,
it was hard to know what to do with that information. But once we had that, actually I know exactly how to take that information, who's the next person in the chain I have to go see with that information, and actually see some actual change, of course, if the customer wants that change to happen, in that customer. So I think, once again, the employees, we know those customers, we know actually what to look, and we know how to interpret. What I see, I know what it means, and I know exactly when I have to refer it to.
Recognize
the signs. Thank you very much. I know. And I know exactly to how to move forward with that. And I think that's very, very important, because I lived it.
So I think our time is over, and we want to thank you.
Yes, thank you again.
Thanks very much, Isabel and Jean-Pierre. You know, I have an idea. So that dating thing you mentioned. So I think next year at the conference, let's forget Slido, and we're going to have a phone-to-phone conference dating app. Okay? Come back. So you're going to come back next year just for that. Thank you very much. We have a short break now until 2:15, and then we have Misha Gluberman back once again to make us feel socially awkward yet again. So please enjoy the break. A reminder, if you're collecting credits, you can do that at the registration desk. Thank you very much.